This news update's being brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosures, see Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Teresa Marie Lake appeared in court Monday from the Huron County Jail for a probation violation arraignment. She faces allegations of a technical probation violation, specifically for testing positive for fentanyl on January 22nd of this year. The court advised Ms. Lake of her rights, including the right to counsel, to confront witnesses, and the option to remain silent or to testify. She was informed that a guilty finding could result in up to 15 days in jail, and her attorney subsequently entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. A full probation violation hearing has now been scheduled for March 9th at 11:30 a.m. The court ordered Ms. Lake's release from jail, recalling the bench warrant with the condition that she continues to follow all existing terms of her probation. And commissioners on Tuesday addressed significant local development concerns, with public speakers and board members expressing strong opposition to industrial-scale wind, solar, and data center projects. Concerns were raised about their impact on the county's rural character and limited resources. A one-year moratorium on data centers and potential wind projects was suggested to allow for proper investigation and zoning. Several commissioners voiced opposition to data centers, citing insufficient electricity in the Peninsula County and massive water usage that could deplete aquifers and impact agriculture. Verona Township is reportedly considering a moratorium on data centers for similar reasons. In other news, community members advocated for the renewal and potential increase of the senior millage, highlighting its critical role in funding services like Meals on Wheels, which delivered over 827,000 meals in 2025. The board also approved advertising for numerous openings on various boards and commissions, with applications due by February 18th of 2026. Additionally, the safety committee's developing ballot language for public safety millage, with further discussions planned for early February. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer is mourning the passing of her father, Richard Whitmer, who passed away last night. In a statement, the governor called him her biggest supporter and inspiration, crediting him for encouraging her to pursue public service and always believing in her potential. Richard Whitmer was a longtime Michigan public servant who served as Commerce Secretary under Governor Bill Milliken and later became CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading a major turnaround of that company. He is survived by his sister and his three children, Gretchen, Richard, and Liz, and his seven grandchildren. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Dave with Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. We offer many services to better service our customers in the community. Our auto glass services include windshield replacements, including ADAS recalibration, on-the-spot stone chip repairs, and door glass replacements. We can service semis and agricultural vehicles such as tractors and combines as well. We install thermal panes, custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass at your convenience. We do it all, from sales to service to installation. Stop on in or call us today at 989-269-6655.
And we're back with more news. Residents at Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst in New Jersey are reporting severe water quality issues, including brown and discolored water flowing from household taps. The problem has persisted for nearly a month, prompting concerns among military families regarding the safety of their drinking supply. United Communities, the private contractor managing base housing, is working with environmental experts to identify the source of the contamination. Temporary water distribution centers have been established for affected families while the infrastructure is flushed and tested. In the body of Ron Gavelli, the last Israeli hostage held since October 7, 2023 attacks, has been returned to Israel for burial. A ceremony with full military honors was held after his remains were recovered and escorted from the Gaza border. The return marks the end of a long and painful chapter for the Gavelli family and the nation. Israeli officials stated that while the mission to return all hostages has concluded, the regional security environment remains highly volatile. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosures, see Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road.
I smashed the windshield of my car. What do I do?
Go to Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe before you call your insurance company.
That's right. This is Dave from Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Insurance companies may ask you to go with an out-of-town company, but you have a choice. Go with your local glass company, Advanced Auto Glass and More of Bad Axe. We will professionally install your automotive glass and can perform the calibrations for collision avoidance systems. So for the best windshield replacements, call Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe, at 989-269-6655.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.